Here at the Normal Daily Audio Stash, we bring you lots of stories in our hemp headlines about the plight of medical marijuana patients in the 12 states that recognize medical marijuana, but a much more tragic story is going on in the 38 states that don't have any recognition of medical marijuana. Joining me to talk about one of these stories is Ken Wolski, who's the executive director of the Coalition for Medical Marijuana in New Jersey. And Ken, welcome to the Daily Audio Stash.
Well, thank you very much, Russ.
Well, I'm calling you today just because I had gotten this press release from you, and a terrible story about in New Jersey about a patient who's desperately in need of medical marijuana, and some of the effects now that are happening because he's been caught with his medical marijuana. And I just wanted you to give you an opportunity to tell our listeners a little bit about what's happening with this gentleman.
Well, thanks, Russ. I appreciate that. Yes, you know, we're very upset about this story here in New Jersey. I know Mike Selly personally. He's a very nice 27-year-old man. He's married to a lovely wife, Marie, and they have a 8-month-old son. And Mike was a volunteer at our organization, the Coalition for Medical Marijuana. He volunteered at several of our events, and he attended several of our meetings, and he was just, an active volunteer. And he's very open about his Crohn's disease, perhaps too open about it, because he was arrested on the 4th of September. Apparently, DIFAS got some information that he was growing marijuana in his home, and the police came with DIFAS, and they arrested him and his wife, and they took the baby away from them. So
now this DIFAS, what is DIFAS again?
I'm sorry, DIFAS here in New Jersey, that's the Division of Youth and Family Services.
Okay.
That's a child protection agency we have here in New Jersey. And, you know, actually, this happened on the 4th of September, and he said that, although they have since gotten their child back, at least the wife, Marie, has gotten the child back. And, let's see. He has restrictions on when he can visit the child now, his own son, and he can't. He has to visit him under supervision. So,
and of course, he's got no protection there in the state of New Jersey. Not even an affirmative defense for his use of marijuana.
No.
Okay.
No. As a matter of fact, Mike called me when the police were in his house, and I told him, Mike, there's medical use of marijuana is not a defense here in New Jersey, and you just need to get yourself a lawyer.
Yeah.
So they're a struggling young couple, and, he asked us to start a legal defense fund for him because he does intend to raise the medical defense of marijuana. It's quite clear he had, his doctor recommended that he research marijuana back when he first was diagnosed with Crohn's disease over 10 years ago.
Yeah, and I think, maybe some people don't understand, maybe they've never heard of Crohn's disease and don't understand how serious this is, and that this is, life-threatening to the guy because, he can't sleep, he's got, constant problems, bowel problems and cramping and pain.
Crohn's disease is an inflammatory bowel condition that's characterized by frequent diarrhea and, of course, inflammation of the bowels. Cramping, and abdominal pain, inability to eat. You certainly don't have, you're not anxious to eat when you know that you're going to be having diarrhea 10, 20 times a day.
That's got to affect
your sleep. You're also nauseous in addition to that.
Well, yeah, so, and it's got to affect your sleep.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And, so he, people with Crohn's disease find that it's a chronic condition. It doesn't go away. There's no cure for it. They don't know what causes the condition. It tends to run in families, but oftentimes people will wind up in the hospital with outbreaks or exacerbations of their conditions, where their condition gets worse, and they need to get intravenous feedings because they can be dehydrated, with the severe diarrhea. Mm. And they need to get, their bowel, stop the inflammation, the serious outbreak of the inflammation in their bowels with oftentimes steroids and antibiotics.
Mm. and this has been the effect this has had on Mike before he was using the medical marijuana. He was using all sorts of other sorts of medications to help this, but it didn't help. And he was, you know, wasting away. I mean, this, your letter here talks about him losing 25 pounds
Yes. He did lose 25 pounds. His wife gave birth in December of 2007, and then he stopped all marijuana use. He was just concerned about it,
sure.
You know, the legal implications here in New Jersey. But he said that within 3 months he lost about 25 pounds and was wasting away quickly, and the pain was just incredible. He just couldn't take it anymore, so he started using the marijuana therapeutically again. He gained weight. He felt better. Things were doing well for him up until September 4th, really, when the police burst into his house and arrested him.
Now, does he face the possibility of jail time for this?
Oh, absolutely.
And, of course, he wouldn't have any medical marijuana in jail at all.
No. Nope. As a matter of fact, in the just a few days after he was arrested and lost access to his therapeutic marijuana, he lost 9 pounds. In 2 days.
Jeez.
And then 3 days later, he was hospitalized. On September 7th, he was back in the hospital with the outbreak of his, or the, you know, complications of his Crohn's disease. And then he spent 9 days in the hospital. He just got out of the hospital a few days ago.
Now, you've been working really hard with the Coalition for Medical Marijuana of New Jersey to push a bill, the New Jersey Compassionate Use Medical Marijuana Act. What's holding this up in New Jersey from helping people like Mike Maselli?
Yeah, that's one of the ironic things about it, Russ, that we do have a bill that would protect Mike. I mean, what he was doing would have been legal. Well, he was over the plant limit that's in the bill, but, you know, right now it's not legal to have any plants.
Yeah.
So. The plant, you know, the number of plants is kind of an academic question. But we've had this bill in the New Jersey legislature for almost 4 years now. And it's been basically being held up in the committees. It's in the Senate Health Committee and it's in the Assembly Health Committee. And they've actually had hearings on it in the Assembly Health Committee just in May of this year. And in the Senate Health Committee, they had hearings in June, I believe, of last year or the year before. They were not voting hearings.
Yeah.
So they were just sort of informational hearings. You know, we thought the hearings went well, but, you know, they were hotly contested. The White House sent down a deputy drug czar from the Office of National Drug Control Policy to testify in New Jersey against our bill. And
basically
they're held up in committee.
It just infuriates me when I see the federal people coming down to oppose these state medical marijuana initiatives. You know, the philosophy seems to be that, you know, because somebody might get high, people like Mike Maselli have to suffer.
Yeah, yep, that's it.
It's just crazy.
I'm sorry. It's really very sad, you know, that patients aren't protected. And, you know, this is what we're all about here in New Jersey, you know, trying to teach the public about the benefits of medical marijuana and protect patients, you know, from the kind of outrage that happened to the Micellis just earlier this month.
Yeah. Well, let's give everyone your website address so people can learn more about this fight and how they can get involved.
Sure. It's www.cmmnj, as in Coalition for Medical Marijuana, .org. cmmnj.org.
Okay. And, we'll have a link to that up at our blog, too, so people can click on through.
Oh, thanks, Russ. There are any number of ways that you can get involved here in New Jersey and support the cause that we are dedicated to.
And if anyone wants to offer support or words of encouragement to Mike Maselli and his family, is there an address they can mail a card or anything like that?
Well, we have a legal defense fund that we're starting for
okay.
him. You know, he's really struggling with his legal bills. The legal bills for defense are just really you know, astounding. Lawyers charge $200 to $300 an hour to defend cases, and then, you know, it's not unusual to have thousands of dollars of a retainer fee for a lawyer, mm-hmm. in addition to the, you know, the hourly rate. So you know, he can contact the public can contact Mike through our address at the Legal Defense Fund at 844 Spruce Street in Trenton, New Jersey, 08648. And, okay. You know, we'd be happy to send along any wishes or any contributions to his legal defense fund.
We'll have that address posted up at our website as well so people can find it easily. And help out Mike Maselli, just one of many people in the 38 states that don't recognize medical marijuana who are needlessly suffering because of a stupid federal law. Ken Wolski is the executive director of the Coalition for Medical Marijuana New Jersey at cmmnj.org. And Ken, thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, thank you, Russ. I really appreciate this opportunity to reach a nationwide audience.
Oh, thank you.